Good morning. As we continue to look at Ephesians 6, 10 to 20, today we'll be looking at Know Your Enemy, Stand in Your Armor. The Intelligence Corps is that part of a country's army that collects, compiles, and or analyze information about an enemy or a nation that they deem as a threat or the possibility exists that they will enter into war with them. This enables the officers to know and understand the enemy. God is our intelligence corps. He has provided us with enough information for us to know about the opposing side and about who our enemy is. His character and personality, his strategies and tactics. This information that God has given to us is important because the enemy is a threat to our souls. And whether we like it or not, once you have signed up to be in God's army, you have entered into war with the enemy. But unless we know who the enemy is, where he is, and what he can do, we will have a hard time living a victorious life. So in Ephesians 6, God has named our enemy and he calls him the devil. But throughout the entire Bible, God instructs us about the enemy. So Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So seeing that we are made aware of his devices, we shouldn't be caught off guard. So what does God tell us about the enemy in Ephesians 6, 10 to 20? The enemy's name is the devil. The Bible gives us many different names for the enemy, but the word devil, diabolos, means false accuser, slanderer. The Bible tells us that he accuses God's people before him day and night, Revelation 12:10. You don't even have to do a thing for the enemy to accuse you. You only need to be serving God. You only need to be living and walking in righteousness. Do you remember Job? He was perfect, upright, one who feared God and shunned evil. But the Bible tells us that there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before God, and Satan came also among them. The devil, Diabolos, came. The Lord addressed him and said, "Where have you come from?" And the enemy responded to say, "From roaming the earth and going back and forth in it." But God, who is omniscient, meaning he knows all things, said to him, "Have you considered my servant Job? That there is no one on the earth like him. He's blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." So Satan, the devil, the accuser, begins to accuse Job. Does Job fear you for nothing? You have put a hedge around him, his household and everything he has. You have blessed the work of his hands, but stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. The accuser used the Sabians to take away his oxen and donkeys. The enemy allowed his servants to all die, save one. The fire came down from heaven and burned up his sheep and the servants, save one. The accuser used the Chaldeans to carry away his camels and killed his servant, save one. Then a strong wind swept from the desert and the house fell on all his children, save one messenger. The Bible says, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Job fell to the ground and worshiped. When the accuser of our souls tries to destroy our bodies, our home, our finances, our friends, are we able to worship? When the battles that we are in get so hot that we feel like we're not going to make it, like Job, will we worship? Will there be a song in our heart and a praise on our lips? Will we be able to say, as we sing so many times in church, the hotter the battle, the sweeter the victory? Will we, like Job, be able to say, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return. The Lord has given, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, the Bible says, Job did not sin. When we are in a spiritual war, when we sin, we give the enemy ammunition. We give the enemy of our souls firing power. But in this battle, when we hold our faith in the God that we serve, our army captain, we shall have the victory. In spite of the tactics that the enemy tried with Job, he never gave up on God. Do we give up on God when the times are tough? Do we give up on God when our health is failing, when our business is failing, when our dreams, goals, and aspirations come crashing down? Do we give up on God? Job lost everything, but he still had a worship. He still had a praise. He still had a testimony. May I encourage you that when you have lost everything, still have your praise, still have your worship, and still have your testimony. Amen.